السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. سبحانک لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انک انت العلیم الحکیم. اللہم صلی علی محمد عبدک ورسولک وصلی علی المؤمنین والمؤمنات والمسلمین والمسلمات. اللہم الہمنا مراشد امورنا وعزنا من شرور انفسنا. اما بعد، اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. لقد صدق اللہ رسوله الرؤیا بالحق لتدخلن المسجد الحرام ان شاء الله آمنين محلقين رؤوسكم ومقصرين لا تخافون فعلم ما لم تعلموا فجعل من دون ذلك فتحا قريبا. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, we are in the Islamic month of Rabiul Awwal. We Muslims express our sincere love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every day and every month of our life. We are not Muslim for the seasons, like how we get the season fruits. In the summer months, we get the mango, the watermelon, the plums and the apricots. And in the winter season, you get the citrus fruits, get the orange, lemon, mandarin, etc. Remembrance of death must motivate us to obey the commands of Allah and follow the beautiful sunnah teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam every day of our life. I have recited verses of the Quran from para 26, Surah Al-Fatah, verse number 27 and 28 of Surah Fatha in para 26. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Allah made him a Nabi at the age of 40, and he explained the true message of Tawheed to the people of Makkah, that we do not worship idols, we worship one Allah Ta'ala only. And whenever Rasulullah spoke about Allah, about the Akhirat, and stopping the people from worshipping idols, this very same people who have a lot of love and respect for Rasulullah, they call him As-Saduq Al-Amin, the honest, the trustworthy. They used to leave the valuables also by Rasulullah ﷺ, how much love and respect for him. But the moment when Rasulullah ﷺ started giving the message of Islam about Tawheed, the verses of the Quran was being recited in front of them, those very same friends turned against him. And the persecution went so much that the first 10, 11 years in the Meccan life of Rasulullah sallallahu and the early Muslims, the Sahaba, was full of torture and persecution. When the difficulties came very much, then Nabi sallallahu told some of the early Muslims to migrate to Ethiopia, Abyssinia. That was the first hijrah. And then the time came when Allah Ta'ala ordered Rasulullah also to leave Makkah Mukarramah and go to Madinah Munawwara, known as the Hijrah, the migration. And we know the famous incident of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu accompanied Rasulullah in this journey of Hijrah from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara. And the enemies were also sent people to look for Rasulullah ﷺ to capture him alive. But the moment they came to know that Nabi ﷺ is going to migrate, Aliyazu Billah, the non-Muslim disbelievers of that time, they told every young person who can handle the sword very well, come with the sword, and Aliyazu Billah will surround the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the moment Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leave his home, will strike the sword on him, Aliyazu Billah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he got the news, Allah ta'ala ordered Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam take some sand and recite these verses of Surah Yasin. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَخْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. Our beloved Rasulullah took that sand and he blew it. Those enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were blinded for a short while, and they might, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi left the home. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi had the valuables of the people of Makkah, although they were planning to assassinate Rasulullah ﷺ. But the honesty of Rasulullah ﷺ was to return the valuables. He kept his son-in-law, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, in the home. And he told Ali radiallahu anhu, I'll be gone. But these valuables and amanat that I've got, you return it back to the people. And you'll meet me in Medina. Nabi ﷺ gave Ali radiallahu anhu the glad tidings. The next day, when the people seen that nobody coming out, meanwhile Nabi Sallam already left the home, they made a forced entry in the home of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they asked Ali radiallahu anhu, where is your father-in-law, our beloved Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? He told them that he's gone, he left the home. And somebody asked Ali radiallahu anhu, how you felt in the home of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam when you knew that people with swords surrounded the house and they got this evil intention of attacking Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and also all those early Muslims that brought iman on Allah and Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu anhu mentioned, that was the best sleep I had. What people can say, we can doubt. But when Rasulullah told me that he's, you know, I'm going to meet him in Medina Munawwara, I knew that my time of death is not up and they won't be able to assassinate me, and I'm most certainly going to meet Rasulullah in Medina Munawwara. Then Nabi SAW went in Ghar-e-Sawr, where the enemies were coming. Allah made a spider to make a web at the Ghar-e-Sawr, and the enemy seen that nobody can go in the way in the cave, and Allah Ta'ala protected Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. We must have sincere love for Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Had Umar radiallahu anhu, Had Usman radiallahu anhu, Had Ali radiallahu anhu, all the great Sahaba. And la takhaf wa la tahzan, do not fear grief, Allah is with us. And then a time came when Allah Ta'ala showed Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in a dream that he's going to come back to Medina, Makkah Mukarrama. There's a Sirah Kitab, Sirat Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, prepared by Hazrat Mawlana Idris Khanlawi Rahmatullah Alayhi. The original work is in the Urdu language. And whatever incident took place in the life of Rasulullah from birth till Nabi made parada, left the world to an everlasting abode of Jannatul Firdaus, everything is written in that kitab. And Allah reward our ulama at the Jamiat KZN that they have translated that Sirat Mustafa, written by Manajiz Khan Levi Rahmatullah, into English language. And it's very authentic and reliable. Every Muslim home should have a copy of that. The detail of Hijrah, there isn't time, we just got 15-20 minutes. Let's go straight to the topic, the ayats which I've recited. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Medina Munawwara, he always had the desire to return back to Makkah Mukarramah for Umrah for Hajj. And when Nabi Isa was leaving Makkah Mukarramah, he told, "Oh, blessed city of Makkah, I love you very much. But my enemies has compelled me to leave this city because they got this evil intention to cause harm to me." The dreams of the Anbiya Ikram alayhim salatu wassalam are true. It's not like our dreams. Our dreams are false. There's no Shari'i law could be made on the dreams of the greatest wali of our time, or to any Muslim that he's seen something in a dream and make it into a Shari'i law. No. But what the Anbiya Ikram alayhim salatu wassalam see, it is a way of revelation, wahi, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam seen in his dream that he is sacrificing his son Ismail alayhi salam. And he mentioned this dream to Ismail alayhi salam. Ismail alayhi salam replied, "Satajiduni insha'allahu min as-sabirin." Carry out the command of Allah, you'd find me among the patient ones. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam explained his dream to his noble companions that Allah has ordered me to go for Umrah, and the glad tidings was given to me. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the early Muslims, plus minus 1,500 early sincere Sahabas, accompanied Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The detail of this incident also is in the Sirat al-Mustafa. I've had a look at it. It's so many pages are written on a Friday, 15, 20 minutes. I cannot do justice. But whatever little Allah inspire me to say, I will say it. The non-Muslims in Makkah got the news that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is coming for Umrah to Makkah Mukarramah. And our beloved Rasulullah did not come with the intention of fighting the people of Makkah, but the intention was to make the ibadat of Allah by the Kaaba, to do Umrah. So they did not carry enough weapons as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to do when they're going out for a full-out war. But these Kuffar, the enmity was exposed that they came out and near Hudaybiyah they camped to stop Rasulullah and the early Muslim from going to Makkah. When Nabi got the news of this incident of Hudaybiyah that they are stopping me from entering Makkah Mukarramah, Nabi mentioned this to the Sahaba that we are in a state of ihram. And we got the animals for sacrificing also with us. What must we do? At Hudaybiyah, the Sahabas, when Nabi Sallam broke the news to them that we got opposition, they're not letting us enter Makkah. What must we do? The Sahaba said, "We'll fight and enter. Why must we accept defeat? We'll fight them." Nabi Sallam said, "No, we never come to fight." And then a dialogue took place. Hadrat Usman radiyallahu anhu, he had some close relatives amongst the people of Makkah, and they had a lot of love for Usman radiyallahu ta'ala an. So Nabi Sallam sent Usman radiyallahu anhu to negotiate with the people of Makkah. They just allow us to make the tawaf, make umrah, and we'll return back. We never come to fight. When Hadhrat Usman radiallahu was sent to negotiate the entry of Nabi Sassam and the Muslim for umrah, the news broke out by the Sahaba that Al-Yazub Biladi assassinated Hadhrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala an. And when this news reached Rasulullah, he was very, very upset, because among normal political dialogue, you don't assassinate a messenger or a person that went to negotiate. And Nabi Sallam gathered the Sahaba that if the message is true that they assassinated Usman radiallahu ta'ala an, then pledge alliance. لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ. The ayat of the Quran. Allah praised the Sahaba and the early Muslims when Nabi said, "Take bayah on my hand that we will fight tooth and nail in simple English, to take revenge on the assassination of Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, and until we gain complete victory. But anyway, afterwards the news came, it was just a rumor, and Uthman radiallahu came back, and then a treaty was signed that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the early, they won't make Umrah this year. Umrah will make the next year. And then when conquest of Makkah took place, وَالَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُزْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا. Allah Ta'ala gave victory to the Muslims. It was in the month of Ramzan. Some say it's the 20th of Ramzan when the conquest of Makkah took place. And the sincerity and humility of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba, when they entered Makkah, Nabi Sam lowered his head out of humility. And he said, this conquest of Makkah I've got through the help of Allah. It's not through our weapons, it's through the help of Allah. And Nabi Sam said, we must make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he ordered Bilal radiallahu anhu to give azan at the entrance, at the door of the Kaaba. And then after the ibadah, the tawaf, the salah, leading salat to shukr, Nabi Sallam encouraged all the sahaba to make wuzu and make tawaf and read salat to shukr and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this victory. We don't ever be proud with our armies and with our numbers, etc. And accordingly it was done. And then the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the non-Muslim felt today our day is numbered, that they got the upper hand, they will kill us. And they went into hiding. Nabi Sassam gave a speech and he said, how Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, his brothers threw him in the well, and then Allah gave him respect that a group of travelers took him out of the well, and then he ended up in the kingdom of Egypt. And the long incident, but Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam replied, La tasriba alaykum al-yawm. There's no revenge today. I forgive you. Our beloved Rasulullah also mentioned the same thing, that I forgive you all and I desire you all get hidayat, you all become Muslims. And many people like Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, Abu Sufyan, who are arch enemies of Islam, who took part in physical combat against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on this good akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Fath Makkah, they accepted Islam.